I want to talk to you a little bit this morning about living in the light that you have. There's two things going on with light. One thing is that your light, your level of living in the righteousness of Jesus, should be increasing all the time. And the other thing is that you need to walk within that light. What I mean by that is that what you can do and what I can do are two entirely different things. Because of the size and the amount and the area of light that I have, I cannot do things, think things, speak things that you may be able to do, think and speak. So if you're getting my drift, you're beginning to understand that we are all in different ages and stages of growth, and we all have different sized puddles of light. If we're a new believer, we have a pinprick of light. As we grow on, so it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, or so it should do. There's two dangers attached to light. One is that we don't walk in the light we have, and if we do that, we open ourselves up to the enemy, because God expects us to live within the level of light that we have. And the other one is that we are presumptuous and step outside of that light and do things, again, that attract the unwelcome attention of the one who hates us. So we have to pay careful attention to the scripture that says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with him. Because the moment that our sinful thoughts or behaviour or actions cuts us out of that light from him, we need to become sensitive to it, confess it, 1 John 1:9, and get forgiveness and cleansing, or we will find that our light shrinks and suddenly we are not hearing from God, we haven't heard from him for some time. And we are wondering why we feel and find ourselves in a wilderness. In these days, God is bringing us back to his word and to walking in his word. We are people of the light. We are people of the word. And for some of us, it's going to feel like a cold shower, because we've been basking in the sunshine of the Father's heart and the Father's love and all those wonderful things. And getting to know Jesus and know the Holy Spirit and know the Father. Lovely stuff. But the time comes one morning when we wake up and we suddenly find we are in boot camp. And the change here can be like a cold shower. Suddenly he is expecting us to bring discipline into our lives. He's expecting us to have actually learnt from the lessons that he's been teaching us. He is expecting us to grow up. Many, many people I meet actually do not have any desire at all to grow up. They want to stay splashing in the puddles, in the shallows. They don't want to go deeper with God. They want to be playing sandcastles forever and ever. But hanging over their head is the requirement of God that they grow up and mature. He is wanting to bring many sons to glory. And becoming a son takes a lot of time and effort. God has not changed his word. We can edit it out in our minds. We can pretend it isn't there or doesn't apply to us. But we are in times here now. We are in knowledge. And to the extent that we are in knowledge, we have a responsibility. God made Adam a moral, responsible being. And he used his free will to step away and land us all in the cart that we're in right now. So as I've said before, the whole of our Christian walk is walking out of what Adam dumped us in. because Jesus has given us a different way of thinking, a different way of being, a different way of walking. But many, many of us choose to walk on the old path, the lower path. And in the Old Testament it says, seek ye out the old ways. But if you go on in that scripture, it says, but you would not. Israel would not seek out the good path. Israel would not walk in the light. And as a result, they came into 5 cycles of discipline, and the 5th one they are still in, the dispersion amongst the nations. Can I urge you this morning to take the word of God seriously, not as a condemnation. As we spoke before, Christians get mixed up between condemnation and conviction. But if God is convicting you about something in your life that he says, sweetheart, this has got to change before we can go on, you will not go any further with him, into him, until you deal with that thing. You can choose to spend 15 years addressing it, but while you're doing that, you're wasting valuable time. And at the end of the day, you may find that you haven't got the time to catch up, to come into what he wants to bring you into. There is a destiny over every child of God that they should become huios, fully mature sons, walking in the authority and power of the Father. He does not give this authority and power to a baby or to an adolescent who can't control themselves, who has no discipline in their lives. It's time, beloved, to see that God's word is faithful and true in the good times and the bad, and in the difficult things and in the easy things. There are places where God's word is quite like a scalpel, and we have to take the bad and the good to us together in order to come into maturity. You could read the book of Job and say, why do bad things happen to good people? And you can't always say that I'm so good that God has said, have you looked at my servant Job? It's far more likely, if the enemy is right now being allowed to attack you, that there's a hole somewhere in your life that has left you uncovered. So my advice to you this morning, if you will take it, is if there's something besetting you in your life, something you just don't seem to be able to get past, you need to go to God and say, is this you or is this the enemy? Because we so often blame the enemy for what is actually God dealing with us. Yes, it is the enemy, but we've given him a place. The enemy can do nothing in your life unless you give him a place. So let's close the doors, eh? Let's walk in the light we have. Let's have clean hands and a pure heart so that we can ascend the hill of the Lord. That scripture that says, he who can ascend the hill of the Lord, who can stand in his holy place, he who has clean hands and a pure heart. What's James say? Cleanse your hands, cleanse your hearts, you sinners, you double-minded. Nobody wants to hear that. Book of James, get your nose in there, might shine a few lamps on things. I'm not being harsh with you, beloved, here this morning. But I do want to see growth. The people that I teach, there is an expectation that they will grow, because now they are in knowledge. Once you are in knowledge, you have a responsibility. So unfortunately, now if you're listening to this message, you're being put into a place of having knowledge and therefore having a responsibility to respond to God and say, is there anything in this message that actually applies to me? Am I not living in the light that you've given me? Am I conveniently ignoring it on many occasions so that I can just do my own thing? Are you wanting me to go faster than I'm going right now? Have I opened the door to the enemy somewhere? And is this why I've got this affliction? Beloved, this is for your good, for your profit, for your increase, for your growth, for your maturity. So you'll listen up, eh? God bless you.